You are listening to WGXC ACRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Network, this is the news.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC Morning Show, wondering if you're having a holiday hangover with all the Independence Day mass shootings around the country and the fireworks scaring dogs. Well, today we're just going to bring you lots of brand new music from 2022, and we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
News. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Sunday, July 3rd, world-renowned harpist Mary Lattimore performs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock at 8 p.m., and you can find out all about the event on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. Lattimore has played harp on records with Kurt Vile, Thurston Moore, Sharon Van Etten, Meg Baird, and many others, and comes from Los Angeles to Woodstock on Sunday, July 3rd at the Colony Cafe at 8 p.m. Go to WGXC.org in the community calendar to find out more about this event and many others.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC Daily News for Tuesday, July 5th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Bill Williams reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson police July 3rd were called to investigate the city's first shooting incident of 2022 after an unidentified 19-year-old man was shot in the leg. The incident occurred at the Hudson Terrace Apartments, Police Chief L. Edward Moore said. Hudson police responded just before 8:30 p.m. to multiple reports of shots fired near building number 6 of the apartment complex located at 15 North Front Street. After they arrived, police discovered that a Volkswagen SUV had been struck by a bullet, secured the area, and began collecting evidence, Moore said. Then Columbia Memorial Health notified law enforcement at 9:40 p.m. that a young man had walked into the emergency department with a gunshot wound to the leg. The chief said additional police patrols were brought in following the incident. Officials from the State Police and Columbia County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. Hudson detectives are working with investigators from the State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Police are asking that anyone with information call the police at 518-828-3388. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Dick Lindsay reports for the Berkshire Eagle that a leading opponent of the planned PCB disposal site in Lee, Massachusetts, wants the town's Board of Health to intervene in the matter. The Housatonic River Initiative has formally asked the three-person panel to hold a public hearing and then vote on whether to block the upland disposal facility from being built in a former quarry just south of Woods Pond. That facility is now planned to be the burial location for roughly 1 million cubic yards of soil and sediment with relatively lower levels of PCB contamination. Quote, the Lee Board of Health has the right to assess if the dump is unhealthy to the town, unquote, HRI Executive Director Timothy Gray said. Quote, it would be terrible if the dump goes through, as it will come back to haunt us forever, unquote. The Health Board has indicated it may not have the power to prevent the landfill from being part of the rest of river cleanup, as spelled out by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The chair has advised Gray that it may be unable to intervene. In early 2020, Lee and four other river communities approved a river cleanup deal with the EPA and GE that includes the installation of a lined in-ground waste facility to accept some of the PCB-tainted sediment dredged from the river. But throughout the cleanup debate, residents have opposed putting a PCB landfill in Lee. Voters backed a non-binding resolution this year directing the town to pull out of the agreement that would allow sediments containing the probable carcinogen to be buried in an engineered landfill in a former quarry. The HRI has been fighting to stop the landfill since it was announced, and the group is now appealing the current cleanup plan. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Catalina Ganetta reports for Gothamist that the Queen's nurse, who was the first person to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in America, will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, President Joe Biden announced last week. Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse at Northwell Health and a native of Jamaica, was one of the 17 recipients chosen for the honor. She received the first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on December 14, 2020, and her second on January 4, 2021. Lindsay was the first American to receive a COVID-19 vaccine outside of clinical trials. In Biden's announcement, Lindsay was also described as a prominent advocate for vaccines and mental health for healthcare workers. After the president's announcement, Lindsay wrote in a LinkedIn post, quote, this recognition is significant for me and my loved ones. It is also a huge recognition for my Northwell Health family, nurses and healthcare workers around the world, women, women of color, Jamaicans, minorities, and immigrants, to name a few, unquote. A Medal of Freedom ceremony will be held at the White House on July 7th. Read more about this story at Gothamist.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with Cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world right here at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, July 5th. Early morning temperatures range from 60 in Durham to 65 in Athens. Soil temperature is 67 degrees, and we have a rainy and potentially stormy afternoon in store. A high of 78 happens at 2 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 67 degrees. It's going to feel damp as the rain winds down near dawn. Wednesday is looking dry and a bit windy with a high of 83 at 5 p.m. 61 degrees overnight takes us into a mostly dry Thursday with a high of 79 and some rain rolling in near dark that will continue into Friday as lows hit 64. Friday is looking wet with a high of 82. Pollen levels for today will be on the low side of medium, so let's call it medium rare. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:43 a.m., high tide at 7:31 a.m.,
Low tide again at 2:29 p.m., then high tide once again at 8:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind from a mid-latitude coronal hole is expected to arrive tomorrow or Thursday. Solar wind speed is currently 405 kilometers per second at 3.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 79, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jess Puglisi of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to the test site of Acoustic Commons, available at wavefarm.org/listen or on any wgxc.org webpage if you click on the listen button. The test site of Acoustic Commons is a microphone in the Wavefarm woods that lets you overhear the sounds of nature, the live weather on the radio at wavefarm.org/listen or click on any wgxc.org webpage. Click on the listen button to hear the sounds in the woods at Wave Farm through the test site of Acoustic Commons.
This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
Thank you.
from 2022. That's number 5 from Koji Nakamura, Food Man, and Takahashi Numazawa. Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Lanyard's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway. Thank you. Here's 2022 new music from Kate LeBond. The song is called Remembering Me. Here's the second radio opera from Yvette Janine Jackson's 2021 album Freedom. This is Invisible People, based on the negative outpouring from African-American communities that followed President Barack Obama's approval of marriage equality in 2015. Jackson aimed to explore different perspectives and media on the topic. The libretto is taken from numerous spoken word and published sources, including sermons, speeches, religious literature, and more. The work comments on the historical exclusion of women and queer people from leadership roles, posing the question of whose voices had been left out of this conversation. Jackson called the piece Invisible People.
The first gay president.
It's important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
He's homophobic.
An enemy to an institution that God has ordained.
Practicing what God condemned.
And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient.
They're disappointed with the president. They're disappointed with the president. They're disappointed with the president.
He got paid.
And I cannot support what he has done.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
What is this?
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
Males.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
Coming to males.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
With lust in their
gay
hearts.
Lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
As they should to a female.
I'm born in a homophobic culture.
Yeah. Gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally.
He's going to destroy this country.
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 And equally.
Obama is a radical communist.
Listen, right, think about this.
Call a spade a spade. Some of you see it in your co-workers every day. You see it in your children and try to call it something else. Some of you see it in yourselves.
I want you to come to the altar if that is you. This is your chance for deliverance. Don't be afraid. Do you want to be free? I ask, do you want to be free? Today is your day for deliverance. You are courageous. If you want to be free, just come on. That's right. Take one step and he will give you the strength for the rest. Come to the altar. Come right on up. Just come right on up. We pray. Right on up. Today is your day for deliverance. Do you want to be free? Come to the altar. Today is your day. You are courageous. If you want to be free, just come on up. That's right. Just take one step, and he will give you the strength for the rest.
10,000 times more abominable in his eyes than the most hateful venomous serpent is in ours.
What the body is for. It is not what procreation is for. Unclean spirits, infernal invaders, wicked legions, tremble and flee when we evoke his terrible name. Repent! Repent! There is power in the blood. Repent! Repent! You are courageous!
Secondary effeminacy, black male homosexuality, is consciously imposed on the black man by the white man for the purpose of destroying the black family.
Some gay people happen to be black.
African Americans have become the public face of resistance to same-sex marriage.
But some of the black people are gay and some of the gay people are black.
power. Who knows the power of God's anger? Their blood shall be upon them. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Oh, in his eyes, there shall be blood upon them. If a man also lies with a man as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Who knows the power? They shall surely be put to death 10,000 times. 10,000 times. Other man will. You are 10,000 times more abominable in his eyes than the most hateful, venomous serpent is in ours.
Here's a 2022 track from the British artist Scanner from his album Structura Revisited. This is The Earthbound Fox on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Come on, then.